Hello, and welcome to the Strength to Be Human podcast with your host, author and playwright Mark Anthony Rossi. This show explores all forms of creativity for those searching for meaning and a place in the world. To err is human, but so is to love. Now, without further ado, here's your host.
Episode 15, Waken the Lion, Time Management. Now, I'm sure for many of you, you're going to think this is an unusual subject in writing or in the arts, time management. I mean, oftentimes, artists, even to the present day, but especially ones in the deeper past, time was like an enemy. They didn't want to manage time. They just want to keep going and going and do everything they had to do to defeat time, to defeat age, to defeat anything in order to get their art done. But we live in a different day now. We live in a day where oftentimes people are not deriving their full income, or in some instances any income, from their art. So time management is really important. If you're looking to do it in a serious manner, if you're looking to try to be prolific, if you're looking to try to, you know, create the masterpiece for yourself or for the world, or if you're just simply looking to get some real good projects out there, you know, it takes, you know, 30 or 40 essays and 60 or 70 poems, a couple of plays. A novel could be 300 pages, and this all takes time. And because it is work, and because it does take time, time management is critical. I use it on a serious basis on everything I do where it concerns the arts. So I'll give you some of the examples of what I've had to deal with and what I do. I'm not suggesting you go out and run and do them all, but maybe they'll sort of spur things into yourself to consider how time management is important to the arts. It's important to yourself. It's even important to your own creative aspects or your own creative rituals. You need to be able to figure out when you're going to do the time. I mean, if you think about it, if you haven't already, this entire show is about time management. I mean, it takes a lot of time to talk to people in advance to make sure they're okay with everything. They understand some of the general guidelines, some of the basic rules we really need to follow when we do something like this. You know, I have to take the time to try to learn the time zones, to try to learn the people's backgrounds a little bit, see what they want to talk about, see what we can fit in, you know, all that. It could take time. It could take weeks just to get one of these one-hour interviews in here. And I'm working on that as we speak. So it's all time management. So here's some of the things I do in general, okay? I've learned over the years that I've had to change how I've created. And the reason I've had to change is because the world around me had changed. My personal life had changed. I went from single to married, and then I went from married to having kids. So all of the things that they take changes in you. I might not have any more time like I used to write all these notes down on a pen. Always have a paper with me. Always have a pen. I mean, I don't even walk around with a paper and a pen anymore. That's how different the world has become. I put everything on my phone. Now my phone has notes, has all the notes that I need. And yes, folks, whenever I get some time, I put some stuff in there. Sometimes I'm even able to compose a lot. I do a column for an Indian journal, international one called the Indian Periodical, a great place. Check out a lot of wonderful stuff in the Southeast Asia over there of the world, all in English, although there's some other languages they publish as well. But I've done every single column in the last going on 3 years now. That's over 100, okay? Because I write a weekly column except for the holidays and, you know, if I'm sick that week or something. So I've done over 100 of them. Every single one of these things have been on my phone. I couldn't even conceive of this even 5 years ago, that I can actually sit down, write out my thoughts on a note of a phone, and then later on go back to it. Let me edit here, let me change that, let me do this, let me do that. And then when I'm done, literally send it to myself for my own records in the hard drive, and then send it over to the editor. I'm ready to go. I might write it 6 or 7 times over the course of a week, and then I send it off. So it's amazing what you can do with these things. I find it to be a gigantic time saver because I can keep going back to that thing whenever I have time. I might have some time at work where something's not going on really quickly. Hey, let me go look at this. Let me go hit this paragraph. Let me look at this word. Hey, maybe I don't like that title. Boom, boom, boom. You could do that. I'm in the bathroom. I'm not trying to sound creepy here, but if I'm in the bathroom and I'm sitting down and I'm going to be there for a moment, okay, why not pull out the phone? You know, check what's going on over here. You know, hey, let me look at this. Let me think about that. I've done that on plenty of occasions. Nothing unusual about it. And if you know anything about being a man in a household with a bunch of kids and a wife, I mean, I'm lucky I could see a bathroom, let alone be in one. So it's like a gift from God. Let me go in there. Okay, let me go get this done. Okay, let me look at this. You're sitting down. It's not like you're going anywhere. You certainly ain't watching or listening to anything. I don't know about you. I don't want to watch or listen to anything when I'm in the bathroom. But I don't mind doing a little editing, doing some thinking, throwing a couple notes in there. Otherwise, it's boring. We have to be in there, but it's boring. Why not do something? And that's part of time management, is to try to find those places, those times, those situations where you can actually get something productive done. So you've used something in your time. It's not just about juggling tasks or being a task manager or being multitask. Remember that old term from the 80s that people still use? Multitask. I don't know what that even supposed to mean. We all do a couple of things at the same time, many of us. So it's amazing how they gave a little title to it. But in the end, that's what you want to do about your writing. You could do this. Don't think that you need some dark, quiet room with your candle burning and you're going, and all that. You don't need all that, okay? There's some instances where that might be a great time to do that. But you might have to do stuff on the go, and you need to learn to do that. If you want to be more creative, if you want to be more flexible, God forbid you might have a deadline. Well, hey, going to have to make some sacrifices there, do some shortcuts, but it won't shortcut your work. You're not doing bad work. You just have to learn how to deal with things in a more flexible manner. So it might be a few minutes here, a few minutes there. Altogether, you're going to remember what you're doing, and you can improve on it, and you can get better at it, and you'll find out you become more productive that way. So that's one of the things I do. Use that phone in its little notes area. It's a great tool, okay? You could always go back to and send it to your computer and do some additional editing or extension to it or whatever you want to do. You can do that later on as well. But that's a really good tool to have. It allows me, especially, to get a lot of things done. I've probably written over 100 articles on it. I know I've done a number of poems on it. Right now, as we're speaking, I'm writing a play on it. I know. It's hard to believe I could even do that. Like I said 5 years ago, I would have said, what? Are you kidding me? Little small device? Is it going to hurt your eyes? Is it going to mess your concentration up? Isn't that kind of weird? Blah, blah, blah. No, that's not. It's a great tool. And that's what you need to find, those times and those tools that are going to help you. Because time management, you're going to find out, is essential. Especially if you start going from beginning a writer for 3-5 years or whatever, and then you're a younger person. Things are going to happen in your life. You might get a job that's a little bit more complex and involved, might take more of your time. You might get a girlfriend or a boyfriend, definitely going to be taking a lot of your time. And maybe you got to come back and take some of their time so you can get your own work done. This is a good way of doing it. Hey, honey, I'll meet you back there in about an hour. I need to go hit this. Boom, 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 get that done. Nothing wrong with that. You're going to find more and more as people and things and events crowd your creative time and space, you need to crowd back. Find a way to fight back or to push back. And these are some of the ways to do that. If you still feel you need to run around with a piece of paper and a pencil all day, fine, do that too. You know, you could be in a corner someplace. You're waiting 20, 30 minutes, and that's probably quick in one of those DMV places. I mean, you could be there an hour, okay, for something that's going to take them 5 minutes to do. Thank you, DMV people. But hey, that could be an opportunity. I'm there an hour. I'm not going to be talking to some strangers about, you know, how cool that photo looks on their ID. Come on now. Nobody cares. But you got time. You got no choice. You got to be there. You don't know when they're going to call your name. Get some writing done. Get some notes done. Get some editing done. Those are the three things you could be doing with a piece of paper or a pencil or the notepad of your phone. Linda Embler, and I know at least three other people that actually do the micro recorder. You know, they'll walk around with that, you know. Sunset at the blue, and the alien ship comes down, and blah blah blah. And okay, you don't know what you can use for that, but you never know, So some people do that. Not sure how it works in a public setting without people thinking you're crazy, but again, you got three things you could be doing out there that you can spend your time on. Either notes about some cool stuff you might want to be writing, or some subject you think you're going to put in to something. Maybe just starting off writing a period. You got a couple good sentences and you're going to get some flow going on there. Go do that. Compose something. Great. Or, like I said, you could go and said, "Hey, I just did this poem. I'm not liking it. It's not going where I want it to go, but I know it has potential. I love the title. Got a couple key lines in there, a couple cool words I like. Let's see what I can do to fix it." So here, there's a good editing time right there. Do some editing. I'll change this, do that. And I do this every day, all day long, every week, every month. That's what I'm doing. I probably do more editing and rewriting than writing. But I'm happy with that because when I'm sending it out there, I feel a whole lot more confident that I got something accomplished. And again, you're being strategic when you're doing this. I know it sounds unusual, but quite frankly, you're going to have times where you have to put that aside. And it's sad for me, I know. If I'm on the roll, "Oh, honey, I got to go do this, I got to do that." Okay, I got you. But I'm like, "Hey, I'm on the roll." So I'm trying to get some notes in. I might keep fighting right up into that thing, I mean, other than driving the car, I'm trying to do whatever I can to get stuff in there. But I understand I have some obligations and responsibilities, And the dog is going to take itself out. And believe it or not, I've done some notes when I took the dog out. I'm like, "Hey, go do your thing. I'm going to do my thing. All right. Thank you." And then, of course, you got kid events to go to, school events to go to, all that kind of stuff. Sometimes you can't. So time management is really important because you still have other things that have to get done, whether you like it or not. Everything from the laundry to going to some sporting event that maybe you're just not very keen on, but it might be important to go for social reasons or job reasons or family reasons. Got to do it. Sometimes I could jot a few things down when I'm going on that too, because they got breathing time, they got, foul time, they got half time. To me, that's like right time. All right, that's what I'm going to write now. This is my time. Okay. Unless I'm sitting there talking to somebody, which I doubt I'm doing because I'm not the kind of guy that wants to talk about sports. Okay. I'll sound like an imbecile and I don't see the point. Just really don't. Unless it's boxing. Otherwise, I don't know any other sport, pretty much. My family's big into hockey, so are my kids. I know enough of what's going on, so I don't sound like a complete idiot. Take them to the games and everything, but it's not my cup of tea, and it's not everybody, so that's great. But that is what's critical in the modern day now, is to learn to figure out how to manage your time. It's becoming more and more important, especially if you're in a situation where you submit a manuscript, and I'm guaranteeing you're not submitting the whole manuscript a lot of times, because lots of times publishers are going to say, "Listen, we're not really sure if we care if you have it done or not. What we care is, do you got your marketing plan? You got your resume together, and can you at least give us a chapter or two?" That's what they care about, because that's all the time they have. So you can actually submit something that's not completely done. Or maybe you haven't finished editing it, or maybe you want to make some changes or anything. Well, guess what? Time management is going to be real critical to you if they say, "Hey, guess what? We want to see the rest of this now." That's a good development. It's not a guarantee you're going to get published, but it's a good development because if you impress them in the first stage, maybe you could do it with the rest. But guess what? You might not be done. Or you might need another set of eyes, or you may need to do this and you do that. Well, those folks are not going to be waiting around, okay? When the opportunity comes, you need to jump on it. If you don't, it's going to fly right by, and somebody else. They'll give somebody else a ring or a holler or an email or a chat or whatever. They won't give you because they're not going to want to hear anything about, "I'm not completely done. I had to take the kids to the doctor, and the wife needed to have a talk about, the universe with me. And so I had to put it to the side." It doesn't work that way. You need to be ready to go. So you might have to talk to everybody around you. "Hey, I need to get time to get this done. Help me manage that, please." Sometimes you can't manage your own time. You might need help from others in those situations. "Help me manage my time in this situation." That's what you have to do sometimes. If that's a nice code word for get me out of some tasks because I got to get this done, great. But I'd rather just talk plainly. know, but if that's how you're going to put it, that's how you got to put it. Because that's how I would put it if I got something that critical. Listen, honey, this is coming down the pike. I probably only got a couple of days or a week. That's really, that's all you have. When they say they want to see something, doesn't mean they're going to be listening to some email about, well, you know, if you can give me another 3 weeks, I can have this ready for you. No, nobody wants to hear that. Even if they tell you point blank, we understand that everybody would have the full project done, but we still want to see a SAMHSA chapter. That's just a bunch of political talk for, you know, you better be ready if we're ready. So you better be ready. I've never encouraged anybody to go send a half a manuscript in and they still haven't written the rest. That's not a good idea, because if they like what you're doing, you're in deep trouble. You're not doing 150 pages in 5 days. Unless, you know, you drink a whole lot of those super caffeinated drinks and don't do anything but write and take off work for 5 days. Maybe you could do that, but what kind of quality that's going to be and what kind of editing that's going to be, and is it going to screw up your whole chance of getting published? Yeah, I think so. So please don't listen to them about that. I mean, it's okay if you're missing a chapter or two to the end of the book. You can swing that in a week, but don't be too much beyond that, all right? And that's what time management is about, and that's why it's critical to be in that mood, in that mode of doing this as a habit, to try to find creative ways to be creative. I mean, I know it sounds weird, but that's really what you're doing with time management. You're being creative. It's no longer just a business thing. You have to also apply it to your art, because there's simply too many things going on. And nobody wants to hear any excuses. They don't care. And why should they? They know, and if you don't know this already, but they know, there's 700,000 people right behind you that love to have that opportunity. They probably have 3 novels ready to go, let alone 1. You hang around too long, they'll be shooting that person an email. Yeah, I think I'm ready to check yours out. People can't be waiting around forever. So you got to be ready to go. Time management will help you to get ready. So think about that. Think about, how can I start structuring my life a little bit so that I can give the kind of time my writing might need, so I can give those little breaks here and there where I can fit something and do something. Everybody has a different ritual, and I'm not suggesting you need to change all your traditional ways of doing things to feel comfortable about writing, because you don't. You could still use these things I'm talking about for other forms of it. Because remember, there's that three, in my book, there's that 3 forms of writing. There's the composition, that means you're actually composing something, believing this is going to become something real, and it's going to go to the end, and it's something you're going to be able to shape and send out. And then, of course, you got the note-taking. Oh, I like this keyword, I like this phrase, I like this title, I like... you might get 2 paragraphs on something that you just... You don't have anything ready for it yet, but you're like, wow, I like these paragraphs. I think it could lead to something. That was a note-taking. They're real important to have, because when you have those days where you're like, you're drawing a blank, there shouldn't be any drawing the blanks. You go to your notes. Your notes could like soup up your brain. You could carry on those notes and build something from them that can be real. That's why they're there. And then you just have the plain old editing, which to me is just simply rewriting, editing. They're the same thing, really, but... That's the other form. So composition, note-taking, editing. So you could fit something in your life and time management, if not for all 3, at least for 1 of those. Even 1 of those will propel you forward. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a month go by and you have like a stack of notes in your phone or in your dictaphone or micro recorder, whatever they want to call that. It shows how old I've gotten over here. Or on a piece of paper, you know, you might have, I remember back in the day, I'd have like, I don't know, 10 or 12 or 15 of those little post-it type notes, or just little pieces of paper that I just grabbed somewhere to something down. I throw them on a desk and I'm looking at the end of the week going, holy moly, look at all this crazy stuff. And then I would just transcribe those onto the computer and then hope something kicks in. It was a monotonous way of doing things, but because I did so much travel, I was on planes in the Air Force running around doing stuff. I'm out there getting education. I'm out there dating girls. I'm doing some traveling to learn and see some great things. You know what I mean? So sometimes that's all I could do was a note taking. There wasn't really no time to do too much of anything else. Although sometimes I'd have a little time in a hotel or in a plane every so often to try to do something. But it was few and far between. So the notes really helped me a great deal. I mean, and it could be back in those days, it literally could be a month or two before I even got back to them in any serious way. I have a couple good days off or a week off or whatever, and if I didn't feel like going out there and partying with the guys or going on a couple of dates or something, maybe I just sit back in my apartment and just go through those notes, see if anything was worthwhile or not. Sometimes something good comes out of it, sometimes it doesn't. But at least I visited those notes and, made it all worthwhile. That was my form back then. I mean, some people probably do something like that similar. I know a writer that does a lot of travel in their line of work. So notes are real important to them. I mean, and they just write them all over the place and they kind of get back to us. So that works for some people, in that whole mobile, life on the run kind of situation. And so it does for good. But you do want to figure out, as your life right in front of you, all the areas you could be doing something to improve on, okay? Because if you think about it, folks, making time is important if you're making something that is important a priority. I mean, you can't have excuses and you can't give yourself excuses. It's like, and I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but I hear people all the time, Mark, I'm trying to lose weight, and then you hear them talk about how busy they are and have all the stuff in the schedule, and I don't know where to fit this in. Well, I guess you're going to be running 2 miles at midnight then. But if you don't increase your metabolism, you're not going to lose weight. If you don't try to eat a little bit better, it's probably the right times of the day. You're going to also hamper your efforts on that. What time do you need to do that? If you got to pre-prepare the food the night before so you're ready for the next day, you don't have to think and you grab it and go do your thing and it's healthy. Hey, that's a great way of doing it. That's a plan. That's preparation. And in many ways, that's time management. So you can go around messing around with a bunch of carrots and some celery. Who cares about that? I did that last night. You're too busy to do any running. Well, do it at night then. Go outside and go run. Doesn't matter what time it is, really. As long as your body's getting that exercise, getting that cardio going, well, there you go. It's no different, folks, than trying to lose weight or trying to get into better shape or anything else that you feel is going to be worthwhile in your life. You have to put aside the time, sort of structure it. And to structure it, it just means that you're giving yourself enough time and space to get a few things done. There'll be days where you have plenty of time to do something. You can sit there and do it. But I don't know if you guys realize this or not, but I've had times where I've had a good stretch of a day or more, and if I didn't have anything in the can, so to speak, something I'm half writing or some notes or something like that, I mean, sometimes all that time could just like collapse on you because you're like, yeah, the screen's still blank and so is my head, but I have all this time now. I have like 6 hours before I got to do something. What can I do with that? Well, it's great to be able to have had enough of a habit, enough of a management skill, enough of notes and things that when you do get a big block of time, you can now look at something and jump on it because you've had a plan, because you've had something before that you might be able to now look at with some new eyes because you're not going to always sit there with all this time and have all these wonderful new ideas. That's why I like notes because they help me to remember stuff that I wouldn't remember otherwise. They help to give me some more ideas possibly that I can think about it further later on. And also, they can be the grains or the kernels or just the segments that you need necessary to go forward with something because you might not have anything, There's nothing more frustrating than saying, oh, I got this day off and I can't think of anything cool and interesting and original. What do I do? I don't know, read a paper, catch up on a book, go running, eat some cookies. I mean, because obviously writing is going to happen if you don't have anything in your head. Just because you have the time doesn't mean you have the inspiration or maybe even the inclination. But hey, if you have something from a day ago, or 3 days ago, or a week ago, or whenever you're able to plot yourself into doing something, you're going to have something to start with. Even if it turns out when you have the time, oh, I got like six notes here and I hate every one of them. All right, well, cool. Now you got some time, put some no notes down there. No one says you can't use notes to get somewhere, to get something. You should always try every day or every bit of time that you put aside to try to get something done with your writing. Or, of course, if you're sculpting or singing or, playing a guitar, it's really all the same concept. Try to figure that out. Although I'm sure it's probably more difficult, playing the guitar if you you're waiting a half an hour, you know, for the doctor to get finished with your kid's physical or something, you know, strumming out there, you know, waiting around for him to get done. Probably not going to work out too well, you know. So, and I'm not saying this doesn't relate to all the arts, but in theory and in concept, it does work. And yes, you should be trying to do that. Don't know how portable some of those other things are. Maybe you could sing in your micro recorder or something, get a couple cool lyrics in. I don't know. I don't say that it's impossible. What I'm saying is this is something you need to think about much more seriously, because what I've found in a lot of writers that pretend to have issues is they haven't really done anything about time management. They haven't done anything about understanding how the day goes or how the flow of their life and their family and everything else goes. They don't really get that. And because the reason they don't get that, it hurts what they're trying to do creatively. It makes them frustrated. And sometimes you could form your own writer's block just because you are not organized. That's what time management is. It's a lesser form of organization. So I hear a lot of writers make a lot of complaints and you find out they're not organized. You know, they don't have everything ready to go. They have a ritual, and I don't know what's the point of having a ritual if you don't have all the things that need to go with that. What does a ritual need? Maybe a yellow pad and a pen. Maybe a flat desk someplace. Maybe your phone with some notes. Maybe people, you know, not around. If you don't have all that, you're not organized for all that, what's the point of having a ritual then? You still need to have the tools of your ritual. You still need to have the time for your ritual. So organization goes hand in hand with time management. You got to be organized enough to be able to get things done. Otherwise, you're going to be like a lot of writers I know. They got a lot of stuff accomplished, but they don't have a lot of stuff done. They got half a novel over here and part of this over there and three, you know, partial poems over here. And I'm not saying this to mock anybody. I'm not saying any of this to discourage anybody. I'm just saying that those things that are out there that you have partially done, they're not supposed to be partially done forever. They're not supposed to float around like one of those bad Star Trek episodes where, you know, half the ships are blown up in space and little parts are flying everywhere. That's not what it's meant to be. They're meant to be there until you can get to them. And get to them means, like, you know, sometime in the neighborhood of this month, okay? Not next year. That's why you will be productive, and that's why you won't be productive. You know, and I have people tell me these things, and I'm like shocked. I'm like, really? You've done 6-part novels? Ooh, that's great. Can you finish one, please? Because what is that really going to do for you? Are you waiting for somebody to say yes? And then you're going to find out how you're going to get them done. Is that really what you need to do to push you? Because that's not going to work. You're going to push yourself into a stressful situation, or you're going to push yourself into depression. You're not going to push yourself to be any more creative or any more productive, because you're not organized and because you haven't done anything about time management. So you have to do that. I know, and not trying to pick on women, but I know that oftentimes women, if they're not working and they're the mom, which in itself is a very big job, they're also doing some writing and they're like, I don't know when I'm gonna have the time to do this. Well, that's where you need to figure that out. You know, the kid takes a nap, jump on some writing, you know? Dropping kids off school, you got a few hours before you got to do this and do that. Hey, there's a good time right over there. So I hear a lot about that, and I've heard a lot of them ones that have come up with some cool ideas and some great ways of doing things. And then others, they're like, this is all quite overwhelming. I'm not sure how I can fit it in. So I'll tell you this now, okay? You can fit it in, but what you have to do is you have to look at your life in the most blunt, honest way possible, you know? When can I do this? It might not even be every day. I got that. And I understand that that's not always a possibility. I'd like to see people do something more daily, even if it's just a couple of notes. But if it's not, then it's not. But sit down. Figure out the areas where you can make some compromises and some areas where you can make some sacrifices. So those areas where you could push back certain things so you can get some of this done. That might need you to stand up and say, this is what I got to do, folks. It might need some cooperation from others, maybe even, you know, talk to your spouse. Hey, I got this novel I'm working on. I'm like 25% there, okay? I'm trying to get this done before, you know, the cows come home, all right, please? So give me a hand here. What can you do? What do you suggest? Blah, blah, blah. Hopefully you have a supportive enough spouse to at least help you on that part of it. You're not always going to have somebody that understands everything you're doing. Don't expect that. Don't always reach for that. But at least have them to understand the time and the space, because you got work that you want to get done. Because that's what it is, folks. I find it fun. I find it creative. I find it in many ways exhilarating, but it's also work too. And you don't want to fool yourself, you know. And quite frankly, if you're straight with somebody about what's going on, you're going to find people that are going to accommodate you, okay? But if you tell them, yeah, I know I need like 2 hours off tonight and maybe like another hour tomorrow afternoon, okay, because I need to finish up this poem. I mean, no one's going to understand that unless they're a writer, what that even means. It's going to sound dorky. It's going to sound corny. It's going to sound ridiculous. A poem? What the hell? They just don't understand. They don't understand what that means. But you've got to say, listen, I got some writing to get done, and I need the time and the space to get this done. It's work, and if I don't get it done, it's not going to get done, and I need to move on with some stuff I'm doing. I need to get this one out of the way. If you put it in more practical, understanding type of terms, work-related type of terms, you're going to find people cooperate with you. Okay, I appreciate you letting me know. This way they're not running over and bothering you or sitting over there in the corner resenting stuff, because that's not a way to live, and it's certainly not a way to write. So if you're straight with people, you're going to find more times than not they're going to be understanding and they're going to be helpful. If they're not, well, I guess you got to lop some, you know, people over the head with something and get them to understand, you know? Really? You don't get this? Okay. Well, I guess dinner's going to be out late tonight then, because if you're not going to do it, I got to get this done. Peace out. Have a good day, okay? Sometimes you're going to have to put your foot down. But more times than not, you can negotiate things, you can be diplomatic with things, and you can get things done just by being straight and by using language that people understand. Remember, if you need to use language that people understand when you're writing, especially if you're a writer, then you're going to have to verbally do that with other people, especially if they're not in this thing, if they don't understand it. You got to do that. That's your job. Your job is to communicate. Communicate to me as the editor. Communicate to the world who's going to read it. Communicate to your spouse so you can actually have the time to get it done and to get it done right. So that is really important. I don't mean to single women out, but I hear that the most about figuring out time management and also issues about, you know, when can I get this done and will it be better? Is it going to be worse? Is this not the kind of life for this? Yeah, it is. There's no one life that's going to stop you from writing. You know who's going to stop you from writing? Only you. I'm not going to stop you from writing, even if everything I just told you today sounds crazy, disrespectful, and unrealistic. You might take it all that way, even though I'm not intending that. That still won't stop you from writing. That's only you can do that. I try to encourage people the best I can. I never try to discourage them, but folks need the facts. Folks need the truth. I like to be able to use my own examples, so I'm not talking a whole bunch of theory just to fill the show. This is stuff that I really do. So I'm hoping that by learning some of the examples that I provided and also maybe try and incorporate some of your own things, you can figure out what are the best ways to organize yourself, to get more involved in structuring a little bit more of your day and to become a better time manager. I know that on the face of it sounds unusual, because you're like, let me get this straight here. If I'm plotting stuff and I'm structuring stuff, isn't that kind of like, you know, the anti-creative thing to do? I mean, shouldn't I be more spontaneous? Shouldn't I be more loose and free? And yeah. I understand how that sounds and how that might feel. But guess what? The moments of creativity happen whenever. They don't happen on a timely basis. So now later on, you got to structure in how you're going to be able to process those things, those notes you took, that partial composition you got there. How are you going to have time to go edit something? I got something great. I've only edited it. I really can get it out there and send it to this market. So, yes, there's nothing wrong about having a plan or having a plot, putting together some time, being organized. All those things, they're not anti-creative. They are elements to help you to become more creative, to help you complete the creative project. All the other stuff and how you get those ideas and all that stuff, that's not going to come from those things. I mean, don't get me wrong. You might put aside some time one day and do some stuff, and then something comes to you. It's going to happen, but that's not the purpose for it, and it might not happen. So you're supposed to be working on the other stuff from before. the other composition, the other notes, the other job of doing the editing and rewriting something. Because that's what these are all about. That's what all time management is about. That's what all organization is about. Is to process what you've done already so you can like shape it and you can hone it and you can shape it and carve it and sculpt it and paint it and however you want to put this so it becomes what you want it to become. It becomes that piece that you feel comfortable with and you can send out there in the world. But it needs that time to do so. And it's not going to get that time if you're doing it in a halfway manner. Because there's nothing halfway about writing. People can tell. You can even tell. So give it the time it needs and give it the priority it should have. That's why you have to look at your life more carefully, look at it more bluntly, find those times when you could do stuff. I mean, I love to hear some feedback back on this and some emails or some texts like I do on other shows. I don't even ask for it, I get them. So I love to hear about this, what you've done, what you figured out, how maybe this is kind of like push you to do something, because sometimes that's all a person needs is a little push from somebody who's creative. I don't mean from the world that sometimes don't always understand what we're doing, but they might need a little push from somebody who's creative that believes in them, that cares about what they're doing. And I like that because sometimes that's all you need. And you just take it and you run with it and something becomes incredible and creative and useful and it becomes exciting. And you're like, wow, I'm convinced that this is a good way for me to go about things. This is a good method. This is a way for me to sustain what I'm putting together. Because you know, or maybe you don't know, 5 or 6 days goes by, you get 7 or 8 notes and something you put together. They might all add up to something really important. They might really be something that's going to push you forward into what you have to do next. These notes, these time periods, these organizations, these time managements that we're talking about, all of these things, sometimes they're fuel for you to become more creative. Sometimes they help push you and get you out of a shell or get you out of a bad rut. They might even get you out of writer's block. I know a few people that literally do this to get out of writer's block. So keep that in mind, that you becoming a more prioritized person for your writing means that you're now going to have a program of a greater commitment. And because of that, you're going to see more things happen, more things out there published, more things out there that you're able to send, more accomplishments. And that's what you want. If you're serious about being a creative person, well, you got to be serious about the work ethic involved in it. And it's not just the work ethic of I did my work. It's about, have you put enough side time so this way you can get something else done with it? You can make it better. Maybe you need to rewrite it. Maybe you need to rethink it. Maybe you need to trash it and go something else. But you got to put that side of time too. You have to. It's not just about work ethic alone. Because if it was, like you said, you just do the Stephen King method. That's super work ethic, 2,000 words every day. At the end of the week, you get 10,000 words and maybe you can use 4 of them for something because it's not very helpful. You got to have that kind of structure creatively for that to work. And most people don't, and that's fine. You got to find your structure. And I'm telling you, when you start figuring out where this fits in your life and what you can do and how you can do it, you're going to start developing your own creative shortcuts and your own creative pathways. And when you do, you're going to be that much better for it. And I'd love to hear more about it from people because I think it's an interesting topic. I think it's incredibly important. That's why I literally put a show on it, because you don't hear that sort of stuff at all. You know, you just hear about if you get a good dream, write it down if you remember it and you can get something wonderful happening. And that's all true. But, you know, how many of us have great dreams? How many of us remember them? But we all have the possibility to write down a couple interesting things that are on our mind in a note, throw it in our pocket or in a briefcase or a purse or whatever, and go back to it later. That's the beginning of something creative. Don't let it fool you. Don't make fun of it. Don't think it's some minor thing. Sally did 6 poems today, and I just got about 4 notes, man. And I put it in the closet, and then I typed it up later, and man, maybe I got something. Don't feel weird about that. That's good. That's a beginning of what you need to do to know it to become. somebody that's going to be creative on a regular basis, somebody that's going to become good in what you're doing, and somebody that's going to become productive, and somebody that's going to be interesting and inspirational at the end of the month when you see all the stuff that you've done already. So find some excitement in that and find some real beginnings in doing this. Put it together. You're going to find yourself more successful, more productive. And I'm telling you, when you start doing that, you're going to feel better about yourself, about the world. You're going to feel better about your writing, and you're going to be able to do more just for that reason alone. Until next time, folks, stay creative, stay focused, and stay in tune. You take care, and thank you.
Thank you for listening. Please follow the show and visit our blog at strengthtobehuman.blogspot.com.